I have a thought this evening, one that I found to be a comforting thought, that the Lord knows our heart. You know, I don't know if we stop to think about that, or sometimes if we stop to think about it, and if it gives us any comfort, I can probably think back to some of the days before I was living the way I should be, and maybe I wouldn't find as much comfort in that statement back then. But nowadays, I do find comfort in the fact that the Lord knows my heart. Because if I'm going to trust Him within my entire life, and trust Him to give me advice for everything that I do, wouldn't it be good if He knew all there was to know about me? And so I'd like to start off reading this evening in Psalms 139, starting off there in verse 1. O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my past and my lying down, and art acquainted with all Thy ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. And I've thought about this. Isn't it a wonderful thing to know that we're the Lord's, and that He has taken that much interest in us as an individual? To say, I'm going to pay attention to when you sit down. I'm going to pay attention to when you stand up, when you go to sleep, when you think things, even when that thought's afar off, and the way I kind of think of that is even when it's just starting to tickle your mind. Have y'all ever sometimes had thoughts that you knew they were kind of floating around in your brain, but you hadn't really seemed to come into focus? The Lord knows those thoughts too. He knows what's, dare I use the word, what may be bothering you? What's just under your conscience but that's disturbing your peace? He knows it. He knows that thought. He has something for it. He's looked at our paths. He's acquainted with all of our ways. You know, for me, it's comforting to think as I go into this next week, we've had some problems with some equipment at work. And it got really bad on Friday, so I was told that on Monday I'm going to start a project to try to have it fixed by next Friday. That was all the direction I was given. No how, no what resources are available, just you figure it out. The comfort I have, though, is that the Lord knows that path. He knew it was coming. He knows what lies down it, and while He, as we all know, often doesn't share that with us ahead of time, the comfort I have is He knows what I'm going to face this week. And if I will just lean into Him, I may have a rough, bumpy week, but I will have a good week. And that's the confidence. That's the comfort I have from that. I would like to drop on down there in Psalms 139, towards the end of the chapter. Verses 23 and 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. These verses I also find comforting. This is a verse, if you read it from the Psalmist David viewpoint, it's a trusting verse. Imagine as a kid if you'd have gone to your parents and said, Dad, I'm going to sit down with you and I want you to go over everything I did today. And I want you to tell me if there's anything I've done wrong that's displeased you and help me to do better. Now, I know as a young man, that was the furthest thing from my mind generally. I was trying to hide if I'd done something wrong because my father definitely did not spare the rod, and not that he was abusive in any manner, but if I got out of line, he knew a definite way of getting my attention and putting me back on the path. And as a young man, the thought of maybe reaching out to my parents saying, you know, Dad, I think I may have messed up and I want to go over this with you. But with God, it's different. Do you know what I found? That if we will go to God, and I'm speaking for myself, if we can go to God and say, Lord, I really feel checked on this. And I really need help. I need to see, obviously, if I'm feeling checked, Lord, there's something I need to see better. Help me to see it as clear as you can display it to me. Help me to learn from it. Help me to know not just what it is this time, but is there something I could do different? Is there something that you could show me in my heart to do things differently? Our heart, it says, is the source of a lot of our problems. I'd like to now go on to Proverbs chapter 24 and starting in verse 11. If thou forbear to deliver them that are drawn unto death, and those that are ready to be slain, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And that he that keepeth thy soul, doth he not know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? This verse is actually almost a correction. It's a warning. And it's part of the things I think we need to keep in mind if we ponder that the Lord knows our heart. He knows it completely. There can be times that we may, dare I say, do something or not do something because we know that while our inside motivation for doing it is one way, nobody can say for certain why we did it that way. And in the example here, it's talking about if you see a person that's going to be killed, and in your heart, you don't quite do anything to stop it. You know, nobody besides you, at least no human besides you, will know if you knew that man was going to die if he did whatever he was headed down that path to do. But you know, God knows. And it says here, if thou sayest, behold, we knew it not, doth not he that pondereth the heart consider it? And he that keepeth thy soul, doth not he know it? And shall not he render to every man according to his works? So while I find great comfort in the fact that he knows my heart, and he's going to do everything he can to help me to live right, it does me well to remember that he knows my heart. And that I can't justify to him the way I could justify to a man what I've done, if what I did had an inside motive that was not pure. I'd now like to go to Matthew 24. Matthew 24 and verse 6. And it says, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Now this verse doesn't directly speak to our heart, but it does speak to something that I think we allow to influence our heart. Do you know that we can allow circumstances to disturb us, to trouble our thoughts? We can start pondering on them. We can consider the current political climate in the United States. We can look at the political things going on both in the U.S. and externally. You can see the wars, the rumors of wars, and you can start allowing yourself to get disturbed. But what does our God say here? Be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. The Lord knows these things, and if we will trust Him and let Him work with our hearts, He can calm us in the midst of these things that we see around us, the things that look so dark, so dreary. I'd like to move on to Romans. Romans chapter 8 and verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. This to me is another one of those beautiful passages. Because if you ever just struggled with, Lord, I have such mixed feelings on something that I'm almost afraid to pray. That I'm almost afraid to open my mouth because, dare I say, I might feel like Job. That I've been forsaken. That I've been left alone. That I can't see you on the left hand, the right hand. I can't see you in front of me. I can't see you behind me. And Lord, I just don't know. But you know what this verse says? And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Do you know the Lord can look deep down into our hearts when we're struggling? When we're just so confused or so anxious and say, you know what, child? I'm going to have the Spirit pray for you. The Holy Spirit. Do you know that's one of the benefits of having Him in our lives? Have you ever thought about the beauty of that? That when the Holy Spirit is living in your life, He's praying for you on His own, separate from you. Isn't that just a comfort? That even when I run out, when I'm so incapable, we can lean back into the Comforter that Jesus sent, and He is praying for us. And He has an advantage. When we pray, sometimes the Lord will tell us His will, but sometimes the Lord doesn't necessarily show us His will. The Holy Spirit, He knows the will of the Father. I was reading an article the other day, and it was talking about there's two kinds of prayers of faith. And I thought, well, that's odd. I've never heard of two kinds of prayers of faith. And they said there's the prayer of faith where the person praying it knows the specific will of God. And that prayer will get answered, because it is the specific will of God. You can pray that prayer of faith and it will get answered. But he said there's a second prayer of faith. And he said it's the prayer that demonstrates a faith even if we don't know the specific will of God. Now they said sometimes those prayers don't get answered. So we may be praying for something. Something near and dear to our hearts right now, Brother Michael. We can pray for his healing. If we don't know if that's the specific will of God, but we're praying in faith, that's a well said prayer. But then again, we have to allow room for the Lord to do what he wants. But it is still a prayer of faith. It is still a prayer that the Lord hears and he desires to hear. I think of the verses that says he knows what we need before we ask. He knows it. Do you realize that asking is important to the Lord? It's special. Have any of y'all as parents thought about if you knew your child was hungry and you had a special treat made for them and they came in the house and asked, hey, do you have any of that special treat you make from time to time? Doesn't that kind of perk your heart up and say, yeah, I do have some of that treat. I figure you might want some today. I've made some. But what if the child never asked for that treat? If they just stopped asking for it? Even though you had it made. As a parent, after a while, you'd be like, you know, I sure wish they had asked for some of that treat. I've made it for them. I have it for them. And while you could go offer it to them, there's something just a little special to be asked. And we need to remember that. But here, I just love it that even with the Spirit in our hearts, the Spirit is praying for us. I also now want to go back to Matthew chapter 6. Starting in verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow should take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. I would like for us to just consider in closing, what is it that we put our thoughts on? What is it that we focus on? Now, you have to pay attention to the world around you. I guarantee you, any of us men folk that go out in the morning and go to our jobs, if we walk throughout the day paying no attention to our jobs, we won't have one for very long. They will simply give you a few days and then say, okay, you're really distracted. We're not sure why, but you're not working out. You know, so I'm not saying we can't think of that, but have you ever considered that if we will focus on putting the Lord first and saying, Lord, help me today. So in my case, I will be praying tonight and in the morning that, Lord, help me as we go into this project. It's going to be stressful for people. Very stressful for some people. Lord, help me to be gentle. Help me to be kind. Help me to not do something that would hinder my testimony for you. I still have to pay attention to the job. I still have to get the job done. But you know, I can go into the day knowing that, Lord, if I put you in front, you know my path. You know when I'm going to get up in the morning. You know what I'm going to face. You know when I go to bed that night what all the day will have been. And your Spirit can help me pray and make it through the week in such a way that at the end of this week, I won't have done anything to disparage the name of the Lord or do anything that would cause somebody to say, if that's a saint, I don't want to have anything to do with that. And that's one of the beauties to me of the Lord knowing our heart, because he can help us in those situations. You all pray for me.